This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Welcome back to Bravo Breaking News with Kim and Lisa.
Another season of Vanderpump Rules has come to an end, and I feel like this might be the last time that we raise our glasses high.
So I do have some thoughts, theories, and tea about that, but I will save it to the end. But we got some really juicy moments during this finale, and boy, those last few minutes were extremely revealing about Lala and really the other cast's true feelings about Ariana.
And my jaw was literally on the floor. We have so much to discuss and we're going to get into it all. But before we do, make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss any Bravo breaking news.
Okay, so we pick up. We're still in San Francisco. Everybody's waking up on the morning of the finale party. And we get this scene between Katie and Lala that really rubbed me the wrong way, because Lala is once again coming for Dan. You know, she's basically saying that they're talking about if him and Sandoval were to meet, you know, if Dan would shake his hand or whatever. And she calls Dan a square. Now, to me, a square just kind of seems like somebody who, you know, doesn't really bring much to the table. It's just kind of boring and just kind of like, you know, basic. I don't think she knows Dan well enough to call him a square. I don't really know where that came from. What were your thoughts on that?
No, that was the weirdest thing to say. And it felt like she was coming for him and insulting him. And it's like, yeah, you don't even know this man. And Katie just says, he actually just seems like the nicest person. But, you know, we know he works out every day. So, yeah, if things were to get physical, I'm sure he could hold his own. But he doesn't seem like the guy, the type of guy who wants to get in a fight. And I respect that. Like, that's not a bad thing that he doesn't want to fight.
No, totally, completely. And then we also get this scene of Sheena and Brock, which, boy, Brock really pissed me off this episode. He was standing up for Sandoval like he has been friends with him for his entire life. It was like, you know, Sandoval's so much better than Ariana. He's been there for us. He reaches out. Ariana doesn't. And even Sheena has to be like, whoa, 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 Brock, I gotta disagree with you here. Like, he's taking it too far, totally diminishing Ariana. Like, that totally rubbed me the wrong way. I don't know why Brock seems to think that Sandoval is like this saint. Like, he deserves all this like support and backing up and stuff. Like, what has Sandoval done to Brock?
I don't know. Or what does he have on Brock? It's very interesting. I think honestly, Brock just wants to hang out with him. I think he's like, can this just all be done so we can like go hang out again and, you know, play guitar or do whatever we do. But it's so strange. And Sheena cries every single time it comes up. And I just don't get it. She's a married woman in her 30s. She has a child. Why is she so obsessed with being friends with this person?
I mean, I think it's getting to her emotionally. You know, Sheena is a sensitive person. It's definitely getting to her having to be in the middle of Ariana and Tom. I get it. But there's an easy choice here. And it's choosing Ariana. Like, just let Tom go. It's not that hard. If you have to choose one or the other, choose Ariana. And just let the person who's probably going to fuck you over in the end go. And don't move forward with that friendship. It's easy.
It's easy. So, okay, we get the trolley scene. And then they go to lunch in Chinatown. The food looks delicious. Everyone was raving about how good it was. And Lala basically is interrogating Dan, asking, you know, 51 questions about his intentions with Ariana, what his last relationship was like, why did that end, how long did it last, why has he never been married, does he want kids? It's intense. And she seems very invested. But then we get, I don't know, it's just one of those things where she seems to be flip-flopping a lot. Dan handles it so well, cool and calm under pressure. And then Sheena sort of brings up the conversation he had with Sandoval the night prior, where she said, you know, he was weaponizing Ariana's mental health against her. I feel like the way she presented it to Ariana was very confusing, and I don't think she really, like, accurately summarize the conversation. But, you know, then Katie starts chiming in and says, why are you like going so hard for this guy? You know, he's gonna screw you over in the end. Brock steps in and is defending Sheena. Ariana says Katie's defending Sheena too. She just doesn't want her to get screwed by Sandoval like he's screwed so many other people. And it's just an awkward mess.
My favorite part about this scene was Katie in the confessional saying point blank, it's not so nuanced. If a guy fucks over your friend, fuck him. Again, it's easy. It's simple. It should be as simple as that. That's how it is in real life. I guess it's different because they're on a reality show and they're trying to, you know, still film as a group. And, you know, without that, it's difficult, right? But I just feel like it should be as simple as that. And I don't know. I'm with Katie. I don't know why nobody else is seeing it.
Yeah, I mean, we do have to keep reminding ourselves that this is not a normal human experience. Like, you don't, in real life, you don't break up with someone, have this terrible breakup, you know, an affair situation going on, and then be expected to work with that person. I mean, I guess unless you're coworkers, but be expected to show up to, you know, parties with that person and be in the same room with them and have four scenes together. Like, that's not normal. And so there is this element that we as normal people don't have to deal with, but like Ariana is forced to deal with it.
I just feel like we missed out this season on seeing this like women supporting women, like girl power, Spice Girls movement. Like, these girls could have all banded together against Sandoval and been like, F him, F you for effing my friend over and like, you know, screwing somebody else in the friend group for 8 months. I mean, this could have been such a good story for these women. And instead, they did the complete opposite and they chose to back the wrong side and back the person who effed it all over and blame the person for not acting the way that they want her to act. They're blaming Ariana. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It pisses me off. I see it like Katie and Ariana do. I think that it's a really simple choice and these ladies are making the wrong choice. But, oh, I don't know. Should we move to Kyle Chan's party, which is kind of funny that it's even Kyle Chan's party because we see him for like 0.2 seconds of the entire episode. But I guess it's an excuse to get everybody all dressed up and together. Everybody's arriving at the venue and we get Joe arriving. Now we know she's coming, but you know, it's still kind of weird. It's kind of like she just like comes by herself and like, I don't even know if she's there with anybody else. She comes and is talking to Schwartz and obviously it's awkward like it always is between them. But Schwartz kind of almost encourages her to go talk to Katie. And now I think that this is not a good idea whatsoever. I don't really know what Schwartz's motive is here other than maybe production put him up to it.
I think that was the reason why Joe came, was to confront Katie.
I know, but it seems like Joe, that's the last thing she wanted to do. And I think that's the last thing she should have done because obviously it does not go well. You know, she goes up to Katie and she's like, you know, I'm sorry if, you know, you felt that I did this. And Katie stops her right there. There's no if. There's no I'm sorry if. It's I'm sorry because you did these things. You basically moved in with my ex before we were officially divorced. And like, you know, we were still untangling. It's like they used to be friends at one point and then she did this. And I'm just so firmly on Team Katie Maloney. I have stood there episode after episode, you know, on Housewives. You tend to flip-flop, you know, a lot between, you know, who you're backing one episode versus another. But this season, I think that I'm just on Team Katie every episode and everything she says, including this scene with Joe, because I don't think that Katie owes Joe an apology for what? Calling her weird? I don't know. This person slept with your ex before you were even divorced. I don't think I would give them the time of day either. What do you think?
Yeah, you have definitely been a Katie stan this season. I'm not so firmly on that side. I think that Katie I think she has her moments and I think she has, you know, a good perspective sometimes. But I also think that she is unwilling to admit fault or apologize for things. And it doesn't matter that it was Joe, whoever Schwartz was going to move on with, like, she's not going to be happy about it. And that's just the way it is. And so I think it sucked even more that Joe was someone that they knew. It wasn't some random person that Schwartz met and moved on with. So I think that made it sting even more. But I'm not about Katie saying, you know, no, you're weird. Like, you're weird. I mean, that's just, I hate that. I think it is so immature and so unnecessary. And I just don't get why Katie is okay to move on with Schwartz, but not with Joe. It takes two to tango, okay? And I, whenever there's a situation where, you know, there's a love triangle going on, it seems like the woman always gets mad at the other woman and the man somehow kind of gets to skate by. And except for Ariana and Raquel and Tom, like, she's clearly not letting Tom off the hook. But it seems like Schwartz is getting a little bit of a pass and all her anger is going towards Joe when Schwartz had just as much to do with it.
I don't know. I just am of the mentality where if you want to protect your peace and not let any toxicity into your life, then do it. You are the master of your own life and your own destiny. And if somebody is not feeding you or bringing positivity, I have cut people out of my life who have just been toxic energy. It's negativity. It's drama. I don't want them in my life. So therefore, bye, you're not a part of my life anymore. And I think that's what Katie is trying to do and Ariana is trying to do. They are just trying to set boundaries. I mean, if it were up to Katie, she wouldn't even talk to Joe, period. Like, she didn't confront Joe. She wants nothing to do with Joe. Therefore, I think she has every right to just be like, nope, I'm not sorry for anything, and I don't really want to deal with you right now.
Yeah. Okay, so then after this, we get Sandoval wandering over. And you know this is going to be the moment where he goes up to Dan and Ariana, right? Like, they've been kind of seeding that throughout the last two episodes. Oh, like, are you going to go and shake his hand? What is Dan going to do? How are they going to react? And so the moment arrives. Ariana's just on the phone texting, doesn't even bother to look up. And Tom just says, hey, I just want to introduce myself. You know, I hear really great things about you. And Dan's just like, cool, man. All right, thanks. Yeah, see you later. And that's that. It was kind of much ado about nothing. And I think that it's just awkward because Tom and Tom are standing there like, okay, we don't really know what to do. And Schwartz says, I feel like we should walk over to the bar. And Sandoval says, okay, yeah. I mean, everything's great. Everything's fine. And it's very clear he's trying to sort of run this party. He's trying to be the master of ceremonies and like make sure everything goes off without a hitch and, you know, be the sound guy and make sure everyone's taken care of. And that's kind of the role that he wants to play in this moment. And Allie says, you know, I was kind of nervous, but like that had to happen. And Ariana says, it didn't have to happen. Like, he's not in my life. So why would he need to meet Dan? I mean, okay, yes, but you are still filming a TV show. But she has this amazing line in her confessional where she says, I am not a cog in the machine of Sandoval's redemption arc. You guys can do that without me. Oh, man, that was so good. I wish I could have thought of something like that. And it's just, you know, she says, I'm not willing to participate in this.
I mean, she sees right through what they're trying to do and she's not going to buy it. However, I thought Dan handled this like a champ, and while I don't support Tom Sandoval in any way, shape, or form, I do think it was maybe good for him to go and do this to Dan, because there's obviously tension, awkwardness. They were like in the airport last week. They were like literally 2 feet from each other and like haven't said a word to each other. It was very awkward. Right. So I do think Tom going up to him was, you know, a good move. And I do think that Dan, you know, was like, you know, I appreciate that. Thanks. See ya. Like, very short and quick, but they kept it
That's
cordial.
All he needed to do. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that we can be done now and they can both move forward. I don't think it needed to happen, but I'm kind of glad that it happened for both of them. So the event continues and we get Sheena's anticipated performance. I mean, we have all been waiting to see her sing A-P-P-L-E-S. How you like that? Live. Haven't we? I mean, so she did it. It was lip singing. You know, she was in tears because Sandoval, you know, helped when he didn't have to. But let's not forget that Sandoval basically said, was it last episode or two episodes ago, that he was pretty much doing this to help Kyle Chan and not Sheena. You know, he's like, Kyle's been there for me, you know, during my deepest, darkest time. So anything he asked me to do, I'm going to help with. I think it was really for Kyle and not Sheena, but Sheena's getting all emo about it. But anyway, so after Sheena's performance, we get probably the most staged moment of the night. And this is when the producers place Sheena standing alone at a high top table in the mm-hmm. middle of the room and mm-hmm. tell Ariana, why don't you go talk to Sheena? And Ariana goes up to her. She's so excited. She runs up and she's like, congratulations, you did awesome, you know, supporting Sheena. And then Sheena's like, yeah, thanks. But I'm really here to talk to you about Sandoval because, you know, he flew out his sound guy and Ariana's like, who's that? I don't know who you're talking about. Really, really helped me out. You know, like, I want to think that he's becoming a good person, you know, like, and I want to stick around for that. And Ariana's immediately like, nope, stop it right there.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me about this. Like, I will not talk about him. It's like enough being in the same room as him. But like, Sheena is just like, I posted on Instagram, let the mouse go, Sheena. Just stop. They're trying to push Sandoval on all of us, let alone Ariana. It's too much. Ariana does not need to hear about Sandoval, about how he's changing himself and becoming a better person. She knows it's bullshit. She's calling the bullshit. And Sheena just seems to be like falling for it. And she's like, you know, I thought you wanted an apology. And Ariana's like, no, I didn't want an apology. I was basically saying he will never really apologize and take accountability. And it's like, I feel like they're just like, you know, not seeing, they're not meeting eye to eye. It's going right over Sheena's head. The fact that Sandoval is a liar and Ariana's trying to protect her from Sandoval's, you know, lies and deceit that Ariana has experienced.
Sandoval's a liar. Gosh, so many things about this. So first of all, yeah, Sheena is so caught up in the fact that he is a generous human and, you know, does these favors. He's always done that because he wants to be the hero. That's his MO. And he, like, that doesn't, just because he does favors for his friends, that doesn't mean that he also doesn't do shitty things. Like, the two things can be true at the same time. And so I don't know why she's letting this like wool be pulled over her eyes. But when Ariana said, no, I don't want an apology from him, I feel like Sheena in that moment should have abort mission, you know, because
I know, because she was like, well, Sandoval's on his way.
You're probably going to be getting one right now. So he waltzes up and, you know, immediately Ariana's like, I know what's going on and I'm not having it. She just takes her glass, turns and walks away. He tries to go after her. Sheena says, Tom, don't bother. It's not going to happen. She doesn't want to talk to you. She is, you know, saying that you're being performative. And then Sheena gets messy right here because she's telling him, you know, stuff that Ariana is saying when she knows it's going to rile him up. And, you know, I just don't think that was very fair. We see Ariana talking to the producer and she says, this was like, no, I'm not doing this. He tries to convince her to stay. Ariana, don't let it end like this. And she says, you know, this was non-informed consent. He does not get access to me. I feel like she was referencing something in her contract at that point, honestly, because she must have had it in there where she does not have to film a scene with him unless she is like already aware of it ahead of time or like pre-approves it. And it seemed like they sprung this on her and she was pissed.
So I didn't catch this when we saw it on TV, but social media is kind of saying that this non-informed consent thing actually has to do with like STDs. Like, I don't know. I feel like she did say something.
Yeah. And I didn't understand that.
It's something about the fact, I think that she's, you know, reminding the producers why she doesn't want to speak to Sandoval. She has to kind of further her, you know, reasons as to why she's not going to sit down with him. And one of which is non-informed consent, which I guess is, you know, she wasn't fully informed before she decided to still, you know, be intimate with him when he was actually cheating on her. So I think it's like something deeper than that. I feel like she was going back to Jeremiah and being like, no, no, no. And maybe spewing off some reasons as to why she's like, listing reasons, check, 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 as to why she's not talking with Sandoval and she has every right to have that boundary. So I don't know. I think it goes even deeper than that.
Interesting. So then, oh my God. And here's where Tom buries himself, because the minute you start to feel like, oh, maybe he's coming around, something doesn't go his way and he just flips, he reverts right back to that little shit that he is, because he starts saying, you know what, fuck her, she doesn't even do anything for this show, she's lazy, like, how dare she say that I'm performative, she's performative, she doesn't even like you guys. He starts saying to, you know, Lala and Sheena and everything, and he just starts going off, and it's like, there you go, and there you have it. He only can handle, he's not truly ever sorry, because the second something doesn't happen the way he expected it to, he throws it all away.
Meanwhile, Ariana is just happily planning what she's going to order at Applebee's, and I love that for her. So we see Ariana leave, and then Lala starts to go off, and I feel like Sandoval like was riling her up, because this is the moment we've seen in the trailer, but we get a little bit more. You know, she says that Ariana thinks she's Beyonce, and it's bullshit that she can't film with somebody that she's living under the same roof, which I want to get your take on that, because she does have a point there. But, you know, like, she's basically calling out, you know, Ariana for not talking to Sandoval and being like, he did a shitty thing, but he did not kill anybody. Mm-hmm. We get the line, I've never experienced someone who gets cheated on and becomes God. So Lala is losing it. But I just want to point something out. If Randall Emmett were to walk into this room and production were to force Lala to have a conversation with Randall, don't you think she would have done the exact same thing? It is beyond hypocritical. Like, look up hypocrite in the dictionary and you will see Lala Kent's face, because this pissed me off more than anything and goes to show that, I don't know, does this bitch really have a brain? She's not that smart.
Okay, not only would she do the same thing, she would burn that place to the ground. I'm not even kidding. She would go full Carrie, lock everyone inside, and like burn it down. It's wild. And, you know, I love my Mean Girls references. Like Gretchen Wieners, Lala has cracked. She can't take it anymore. It's clear there's a jealousy thing happening here, because she keeps referencing she's not, you know, she thinks she's Beyonce. Everyone treats her like she's God. She's on a pedestal. And, you know, okay, it is strange. Like, I do see where she's coming from, in the sense that if you are signed up to do a reality show, these uncomfortable conversations do need to be had. But I don't know about the whole house thing, because she's making it like Ariana's made the best out of a bad situation with that, I think. I do think it's very strange that it took her so long to move out. I think she could have found a way out sooner, but I don't know that you can say, you know, oh, you're living under the same roof as him, but you won't film a scene with him, like that, because there's no contact in the house.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Right. And I feel like I've been seeing a lot of talk about this. I think there is something to the legal process where if Ariana were to leave the house, she would be like giving up her rights, like as a co-owner of the house. If she were to move out and leave, she would be kind of be giving up some rights to Sandoval in some way. Now, I'm not a lawyer.
Wait, can I say something about that? Because I asked our friend Beta, who's a lawyer, shout out to Beta. And she said, well, she's on the title, so that wouldn't matter. So I don't know. That's at least what she said.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like Lala is absolutely losing it. She is unhinged. It is jealousy. It is hypocrisy. And oof, it gets even worse in the confessionals because we think we're done. And then the screen cuts to black and we get some emotional moments.
Oh my God. They start flashing back to old confessionals. Lala's talking about how they've spent most of their adult life in front of the camera, and we see her, you know, when her first season, she looks like a different human, as does Sheena. Tom pretty much looks the same. Schwartz, so handsome. And yeah, they look like babies, and we're reminded of how far we've come. And she says, you know, we've had high highs and low lows, and even when it's uncomfortable, we've had to share our truth. I just think it's really rich coming from Lala because it's a fact that she did not disclose everything that was going on in her life, especially when she first met Randall, when she was dating Randall. And she even admits that, but I feel like she's holding Ariana to a different standard than she held herself.
She's preaching truth. She's preaching honesty. And if anything, it would be dishonest for Ariana to go and sit down and have a conversation with Sandoval. Ariana is living her truth. She wants nothing to do with him. She doesn't want to talk to him. She doesn't want to breathe the same air as him. And that is being honest. You know, Lala is just preaching truth and honesty. And that's all Ariana is bringing. She has been consistent from the beginning in saying she wants nothing to do with him and does not want to speak to him. Therefore, she is living her truth. And so once again, Lala is a hypocrite. So then we get Ariana in the confessionals backing herself up and saying, yes, we do live our lives on camera. But the thing is that Sandoval never tried to apologize on camera. Yes, we are in the same house. Yes, we don't communicate. But he could have written me a letter, which Ariana probably would have burned instead of read. Let's be real. But, you know, the fact that he's only trying to approach her and talk to her on camera is just how ingenuine he actually is. And we get proof of that with a hot mic moment. You know, We love a hot mic moment. And this one just proves that Sandoval is even more of a trash ball than he already was. Because, you know, Schwartz is basically like, whoa, what a plot twist. And he says, I love it. It was good for me. And My heart sunk. What do you think he meant by that? What did you take from that moment?
Well, it seemed like he meant that he came across as the good guy who was trying to repair things and, you know, offering an olive branch. And she's the one who stormed away and didn't want to have the conversation. And so I think he meant it makes me look good. Now, on Watch What Happens Live, he claims that wasn't the case. It was more of, I did my job, you know, to the best of my ability. I showed up. I did what I was supposed to do. But I don't know. I think that there was definitely something, some undertone about this is making me look good. What'd you think?
Totally. I agree with you 100%. And I think that Ariana is just, look, like, we know that some of these reality shows are kind of scripted and the storylines are produced and forced and stuff, but Ariana not falling, you know, for that and being truthful to herself, I feel like that's what the real fans like want to see. We don't want to see something fake and produced. Sandoval's trying to, you know, create this storyline and redemption, but Ariana's just living her truth at the end of the day. And I love to see it. I support her. I'm team Katie and Ariana. I mean, we're going to see shit go down at the reunion. But, you know, this whole ending, the last 10 minutes, definitely felt very series finale versus season finale. Now, I know you said you think it might be the end. Do you think that that's the case? Or what are your thoughts about the future of Vanderpump Rules?
I just don't know where they go from here. I really don't. If they want to keep both Sandoval and Ariana on, I think it's kind of a New Jersey situation. Like, you can't keep having two main characters who refuse to film with each other. It's not sustainable. And the way that they did that montage of them as younger servers, it just felt very finite. But what's your inside take?
I agree. It definitely felt like the end, but there are a couple pretty reliable sources coming out and saying, while it did feel like that, there is no plan to end the show. I think that this production pause that they're taking, they're not filming this summer. They are picking back up probably in the fall or holiday season. So later on in the year, I think that there will be maybe a cast shakeup. I think that we might see some new faces. I think that some people might not return, maybe Ariana. But I do think that there's a future for this show. I think it might look a little different, but I think we will be seeing another season.
Okay. All right. Well, time will tell.
So that was it, guys. That was the season finale. Thanks for tuning into all of our recaps, but we're not done yet because the reunions are coming up. We've got 3 weeks of reunions until we get to that anticipated part three, and we will be here to cover it all. So make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any more Bravo breaking news.
See you guys next time.